The Major League Baseball season is a little more than a month old, and already there are a few developments worthy of note. The Chicago Cubs, Minnesota Twins, and Philadelphia Phillies are all in first place in their respective divisions, much to the surprise and delight of their fans. So are the Seattle Mariners, despite the loss of Alex Rodriguez to free agency. And in Baltimore, Iron Man Cal Ripken Jr. is no longer an everyday starter. Ripken is 40, and the reduction of his playing time leads to the inevitable speculation that this season may be his last. More from NPR's Brian Naylor.
6 seasons ago, Cal Ripken Jr. broke one of baseball's most venerable records, the consecutive game streak set by Lou Gehrig.
The record that they thought would not be broken has now officially been broken.
2 seasons ago, on his own initiative, Ripken ended his record streak at 2,632 consecutive games. Now fans are wondering if this season Ripken ends his career. It's only been in the last week that his batting average has climbed above 200. His once stellar defensive skills have lost some of their luster. Before the game, Ripken is a study in focus and determination. He's been taking extra batting practice lately under the watchful eyes of manager Mike Hargrove and batting coach Terry Crowley, spraying line drives all over Camden Yards. Then, sweat glistening on his neck, he trots over to third base and takes grounder after grounder. 3 weeks ago, Hargrove informed Ripken he would no longer be playing in every game. No big deal, says Hargrove.
We went into this thing originally with the idea of Cal playing 3 to 5 times a week. When I had my talk with Cal in Tampa on Sunday, I told him instead of 3 to 5, we're looking at 2 to 4. So we're talking about one game. And I said, some weeks you're going to play two, sometimes you'll play 5 days, some days it'll be 3. And that's kind of the way it's been right now, so the arrangement's working fine.
Ripken wasn't available to be interviewed for this story. One reason he's been spending more time on the bench this season is to allow the Orioles to get a better look at the player that might take over his job at third, rookie Mike Kincaid. The Orioles are in the midst of a youth movement. They unloaded several of their high-priced and underperforming veterans last year. The result, there are few familiar faces on the team. There are rows of empty seats at once sold-out Camden Yards, and the Orioles are struggling to stay out of the cellar in the American League East. Outfielder Brady Anderson, aside from Ripken, the sole link back to the Orioles' winning teams of the mid-90s, has noticed the lack of electricity in Oriole Park.
Could be that fans haven't got to know the players yet, and you know there's a lot of guys that were very popular in Baltimore, like BJ and Lucina, and a lot of guys were traded or either signed with another club. So there's probably a lot of factors.
Anderson downplays the effect Ripken's diminished playing time is having on the team or on fan interest. In fact, he notes Ripken really isn't playing all that less.
Well, it really hasn't worked out that way. You know, he's been playing pretty much every day. He just came back. He came back from a broken rib in spring training, so you know, he's not going to play 162 games like he used to. You know, maybe he'll only play 140, but he'll still be able to get close to 500 at bats that way.
Next up for the Orioles, the third baseman, number 8. Cal Ripken!
Fans seem well aware Ripken's playing days are numbered. 13-year-old Eric Najjar says he's sad that Ripken is no longer the everyday stalwart.
Yeah, because he used to be a great player, and well, now he's injured, you know, the streak's over.
And Jim Malisi, who came to Oriole Park on a recent night to root for the O's opponents, the Yankees, says Ripken's retirement, whenever it comes, will be a loss to all of baseball.
Frankly, I'm a little disappointed that I'm not seeing him tonight playing. But, he's getting to the point in his career where it is almost time to end it. And I'm actually kind of disappointed to see him go. I like Cal Ripken. I think he's good for baseball. I'd like to see a baseball player who has played with one team. You don't see that anymore.
Ripken's consecutive game streak was a testament to his endurance and conditioning. His workouts and competitiveness are legendary, but his 40-year-old body is no longer able to shrug off the physical toll of nearly 20 seasons of Major League ball, most of it at shortstop, the game's most physically demanding position. Ripken has started slowly this spring, in part because of the broken rib he suffered in the offseason. Last year, his playing time was limited by a back problem. While he's swinging the bat better now, Ripken faces the same question athletes past their primes have always had to answer: when is it time to stop? Brian Naylor, NPR News, Baltimore.